This story began in mid-October when a child at Nathaniel Green Primary School allegedly threw blocks, climbed over desks, hit, scratched, and kicked the principal and the director of special education. A sheriff's deputy assigned to the schools was summoned, and his boss, County Sheriff Stephen Smith, says the student was handcuffed.
The boy was out of control, basically, throwing his arms around and kicking, trying to kick the deputy, trying to run away, and the deputy felt that putting the handcuffs on him was for his safety as well as everybody else's.
The child's mother, Tracy Wood, was notified, arriving at school soon after she got the call.
When you call a parent to come get their child, when they get to the school, they expect their child to be there, especially when you arrive in a timely manner.
Instead, she was met by the principal, who said the boy had been transported to the sheriff's office. Wood went right over and found her son's legs in shackles. Again, Sheriff Smith.
Since he tried to run and kick the deputies, they took the handcuffs off of him and put leg shackles on him.
Wood was appalled.
My son is a very loving, caring, protective little boy. He deserves to go to school and feel safe and know that he'll come back home to his mommy. He won't be too carted off like a criminal.
She says officials provoked the child with their show of force. Ken Trump, a school security consultant based in Cleveland, notes that police officers working in schools rarely restrain children with handcuffs.
Because they realize that they're working in a child-centered environment. They try to address those behaviors age and developmentally, and they're not as quick as people would think they would be to cuff them and stuff them.
And Charlottesville psychologist Jeffrey Frazier says the use of shackles and handcuffs on a four-year-old could have long-term consequences.
I can't imagine any scenario where it would be appropriate to handcuff a child that young. What we know about childhood development and psychological development suggests that that could also be highly traumatizing to a child.
What's more, 76% of Virginia students placed under restraint already have some sort of disability. That concerns Colleen Miller, director of the Richmond-based Disability Law Center.
When restraint is used, it means you failed.
Virginia places no limits on the use of physical restraints in school, but lawmakers could introduce a bill in the General Assembly next year, a measure that would limit the use of handcuffs and provide for better training of teachers, administrators, and police. That comes too late for Tracy Wood, who says her son, now 5 years of age, has been suspended indefinitely and suffers nightmares as a result of his encounter. Citing federal privacy laws, the school superintendent won't say whether any policies will change, but the matter could come up this week when the Greene County School Board meets. I'm Hawes Spencer.